So if you guys have any questions whatsoever about keto or intermittent fasting, whether you're starting keto as a new person or just need to debug your program, or you have a question about a product, call one of our keto consultants. They'll be able to help you. Call 540-299-1557. That's 540-299-1557.
Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now your host, the man taking your health to a whole new level, Dr. Eric Berg.
So welcome everyone. We have another amazing before and after. This is Dan, and I wanted to say thanks for doing this interview. And I want to just first find out a little bit about your past. I saw the before picture. Did you have a lot of weight problems early on at all? Did you just start gaining weight at a certain point? What happened?
So for most of my life, I was pretty athletic and played a lot of sports and activities. And I was probably, but I was always maybe at least 10 or 15 pounds overweight. I didn't really know that at the time. So like right now, my weight is about 155 pounds. I'm 5 foot. 6 and a half, 5 foot 7. So, but, you know, during even my college soccer playing career, I was 170 pounds, let's just say. So I never really was much lower than that. But what happened is after college and I stopped playing soccer as much and I wasn't really exercising as much. So I would end up being like 20 pounds higher than that. So about 190 pounds, I would fluctuate actually from my, let's say 20s until I'm like 37 now. So in between that area, I would fluctuate 20 pounds every year and I would gain 20 pounds and lose 20 pounds and gain 20 pounds and lose 20 pounds until this year when I decided to, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to try to keep it off and I'm going to figure out how to do that.
Wow. So when you were in college playing soccer, what type of diet did you have back then?
So I didn't have, I would say no diet. Okay. I ate whatever I wanted to eat. I didn't really think about it at all. Even growing up, I didn't really think about it that much. I didn't think anything about different types of calories or anything like that. It was just, I ate what I wanted to eat and that was really it.
Wow. Amazing. So what made you want to decide to say, you know what, that's it. I got to lose this weight. What was it?
Well, I guess this time I just said to my wife would always say, this isn't healthy for you. You know, it's not healthy for you to gain weight and lose weight and gain weight and lose weight. And my argument at the time was, well, it's better to lose it than to just keep it on, I guess. But her point was, I just needed to figure out something where I could keep it off and figure out a lifestyle change. That was the whole big thing. Instead of just dieting for a certain amount of time, let's say a few months, and then going off of that, which is what I would have, what would happen is January would come around after the holidays, I would feel disgusting. And I would see myself in the mirror that I was 20 pounds too heavy or whatever. And I do play in an adult soccer league and it would like the season would start to come up and I want to kind of be able to run a little bit, let's say. So I would watch what I was eating, but I would just watch my calories. I didn't really know what I was doing. I just know I knew at the time, lower my calories and I had success doing that. So I would do that and then I would lose it, but then it would come back. So this time I said to myself, I'm going to figure out how the body works. I want to like research and not just know its calories. So that's when I kind of stumbled upon your site and your YouTube channel and just started soaking up as much knowledge as I could about how the body works and what's best for me and that kind of stuff.
Awesome. So then, so you started doing, did you do a combination of just ketosis or did you do intermittent fasting at the same time or what did you do?
So the plan was, I started in January. I was, like I said, 190 pounds this year. And I just started watching my calories like I usually did. And for the first month, I did the research while I was watching my calories. And I ended up losing around like 15 pounds or so just doing that. And then I started figuring out more information from you. And I started to then, I got to about 20 pounds. And I said, okay, now that I'm at my 170 pound weight that I usually get to, I want to see how far I can go here. I really want to lose as much body fat as I can and get in the best shape of my life. So I'm going to have to use these tips and these tricks and this information that I'm learning. So then that's what I did. I just started to do, the first thing I did was watch the type of calories that I was eating. So I learned about healthy fats and I learned about carbohydrates are horrible. And I started to lowering the carbohydrates and increase the fats and try to have as much protein and that kind of stuff. That was like my phase two, I'll say. And then phase three was intermittent fasting. I got information about intermittent fasting, and I was probably at that time about 23 or so pounds down to where I wanted to be. So I said, let me do this intermittent fasting, even though this is working for me with watching my calories and having healthy calories, let me do intermittent fasting and try it. And that's when I was able to lose like the last 10 pounds, which is always the hardest for me. When I really tried to push it, I really couldn't do it until I did the intermittent fasting, which was my stage three, I'm going to call that. And now I'm kind of like in almost a stage four or five. Well, let me back up. Stage four for me is like exercise with intermittent fasting. I was always doing some type of exercise during this time. I would like work out with weights three times a week, but nothing crazy, just like an hour in the gym. And then I would also do running. But the biggest thing for me was I did running during my fasting window in the morning. So I know some people have a problem with that. And at first I thought I couldn't do that. I was always under the impression since my soccer days, I need to have carbohydrates for the soccer game tomorrow. And I got to make sure I'm all ready to go for this and have this energy. And I didn't understand the body. And so my first couple of runs, I was shocked to see that I performed better than I did when I was eating breakfast and then running, let's just say.
Isn't that a piece of false data? Like people think they have to have Gatorade or glucose because they're going to crash or whatever. That is not true.
That's the biggest thing. And especially now I'm trying to take this information with my own children. I have three kids, 7, 8, and 9, and their diets are, I would say, not as good as they could be. And so like, you know, they play sports and I'm like, you don't need that Gatorade. You know, it's not even going to help you. It's bad for you. Let's just have some water. Especially kids will chug a whole thing of Gatorade before the game even starts. You know, it's just not good.
It's bad. So here you did that. And then, the intermittent fasting, what pattern are you using now?
So what I did in the beginning is, well, I'm kind of doing the same. I did 12 and I did 16 and 8. So I would do 16 hours fasted and my window would be like 12 to 8 eating window, let's just say. And sometimes, I mean, it's not always 12 to 8 though. I like that it's, that you can flex it wherever you need. That's why I love that. So if I need to eat lunch at 11:30, then I would stop eating earlier or something. And a lot of times I would try to stop eating at 6 o'clock at night if I could. I figured, let me push my fasting window as long as I could, if I could do it, if it fit into the schedule. And so that's what I would do. A lot of times I would only do 11:30. I would start eating 11:30 and I would stop eating at 6, let's just say. So really it wasn't 16 and 8 then, I guess. 18 and 6, you know.
Mm-hmm. Do you go out to dinner a lot or do you pretty much eat at home?
Well, there is one other thing I really didn't talk about that I do, which I kind of feel a little bad that I do, but I do have, during this time, I have cheat days, and especially in the beginning. And in fact, the beginning of my weight loss journey was really all mental. I know I was doing calories, but now that I'm in a different state, now that a lot of times I feel like I'm in ketosis and I feel like I'm, especially now, I don't really have cravings for sugar, but in the beginning when I was just doing calories, I would still want chocolate chip cookies and I would still want brownies and still want Doritos and that kind of stuff. And so what I would do is I would have 6 healthy eating days. And on the 7th day, I would end up having some type of treats or sweets or whatever it was. Or if we went out to dinner, I'd try to make that day fall on that day, on my cheat day, I would call it, or whatever it was. Or if we were out socially and we were having a couple of drinks of alcohol or something like that. So that's kind of how I would do it in the beginning. Now I don't even really feel like I need to do that. It just happens when we have parties in the summer or barbecues and, you know, then I feel like I can have a little bit more on those days.
Yeah. Interesting. And so like your first meal, what time is that? Like 11 or 12 or?
Yeah. Right now I usually eat around 11 o'clock or 11:30. And I usually have spinach. I have a big spinach salad. Like in the beginning when you started talking your videos and you were talking about how much you ate in terms of the greens. And I was like, oh my gosh, that many, that's a lot. I don't know if I can eat all that. And now I eat 7 cups of spinach salad. Wow. For lunch with chicken, that like rotisserie chicken. I'll do like 3/4 of a breast of chicken and I'll do like tuna in there or some type of protein with cheese. And that's really what I have. And if I need to have an apple, I will. But when I'm really watching it, my carbs, I won't have the apple. It depends if I'm trying to like at this point, I'm trying to stick between 50 and 100 carbs. And when I'm really watching it, because I came back from vacation and I was like, you know, I didn't do great on vacation. So I was like sticking to 50 carbs for these last, let's say, 10 or 11 days since I came back. I won't have the piece of fruit for lunch.
So then, okay, so then you do your first meal, and then the second meal, do you eat a similar thing then?
It depends. I'll have eggs. Eggs were like a huge staple for me during this whole thing, even when I was just watching calories. And I'll have a four-leg omelet is my favorite thing to have. It's so quick and easy to make. A four-egg omelet with cheese. Sometimes I put salsa on there or some hot sauce or something. And that's really what I'll eat for dinner. I do have, if I feel like I need a snack, I try not to snack in between because I'm trying not to have my insulin get raised at all, if possible. I will have pistachios or some type of nut that I have available at the time. So that's my like snack kind of thing that I'll have.
Right. So you basically have a six-pack ab right now, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I never really had six-pack abs, let's just say. Even when I was 170 pounds, soccer weight, it wasn't defined, let's just say, in terms of that. You can kind of see the outsides, but you never could see the inside. Now you can definitely see the whole thing. Especially if I like flex a little bit, that's very prominent. And, you know, that definitely feels good. I'm proud that I don't have to worry about wearing a swim shirt when I go with my kids to the pool or something, which I would when I was 180 pounds or 190 pounds. I felt a little embarrassed in that way. But besides just looking better, I just feel 100% better. It's hard to tell how you feel really when you're 180 pounds. You know, you don't feel good, but if I could compare somehow, get the feeling trapped in a bottle for both feelings at the same time, it's so much better now than it was then.
Oh, yeah. And then is your wife now okay with that? Now she's not telling you to lose any more weight, or is she good with that?
She's good. She's good with it. She has always been pretty fit in herself, and like she runs and she watches what she's eating. But the only thing with this is she's also concerned because I am obsessed with things sometimes. So like when I latch onto something, right, I'm going to do it. So she is just skeptical that am I going to relapse? Am I going to, you know, not stick with this? But the biggest challenge for me was I was on vacation in Disney World with my family 2 weeks ago, and I was having tons of cheat days. And I said, when I get back, I am not going to do what I used to do on vacation, which is just say, forget it for the summer. I'm going right back to it. And I did. And for the last this is actually a little embarrassing, but it was kind of an experiment for me. I wanted to see what would happen. You know, what would my body do? And so on vacation, I had 12 vacation days, which was a pretty significant vacation. And I ate horribly. And I gained about 14 pounds. And I said, I want to see what happens. How long is it going to take me to lose this weight? So now, since I've been back, I lost 12 of those 14 pounds by being in ketosis and watching everything I was eating very strict. And I have about 2 pounds to go, and it's been 10 days since I've been back.
Wow. That's a good point, because the whole goal is to get your body in a state where you have enough health reserve that you can go off the program. You know what's going to happen. You know how to get back. You're not in a danger state where I don't know what to do. It's not working. And that's you know, like, it's not about just like always, I have to avoid this little thing and I have to, but the point is like, you know what to do now. You're not in a mystery about it. And then also, what about your performance now playing soccer? Like, do you feel like you're faster, or do you more performance? What, anything with that?
Yeah, well, I'm definitely, when I wasn't watching what I was eating, I was definitely more sluggish. I'm definitely faster, obviously, because I'm 30 pounds less, 35 pounds less than I was before. So, it's hard to fathom that too, that I was 30 pounds heavier. I couldn't imagine carrying 30 pounds now and trying to run around the soccer field, but I did. You know, it's amazing. That's amazing to me, actually, that a lot of people are overweight, that they need more weight than they need to be, and they are still able to do so many things. Their body is so strong, but it would be so much stronger if they lost that weight, you know? So there's definitely a big performance difference, yes.
And it's just amazing, the professional athletes that are, especially like even in, I did college wrestling, the stuff that we would eat is crazy. I mean, it's just like insane. So, I mean, I don't know what you soccer players eat, but it's probably just the same as everyone else, right?
Yeah, well, especially in college, no one was paying attention to nutrition, you know, back in, you know, 2000 and whatever it was, you know, or 19, actually. I'm a lot older than that. So no one was paying attention to those things. We actually thought, have a big pasta dinner. We would have a whole group together. The team would get together, and the night before, we'd have a big pasta dinner, garlic bread and pasta, and we're loading up on our carbs because tomorrow that's going to help us perform. Obviously, we didn't know what we were doing.
Yeah.
And I think that there are tons of people that don't know what they're doing, and they're just going with old information that's not true. And this is the biggest thing now, is I'm trying to tell people that are family and friends without protruding into their life. I'm not trying to tell them what to do, but I like to also give them advice. So like on Facebook, I have a little channel of friends that I will tell them information that I learned basically from you. I'm kind of turnkeying this information to them and just saying what works for me, and you should think about this. It can help you because a lot of people don't understand about fat doesn't make you fat and carbohydrates are horrible. They just don't understand that at all.
Yeah, that's the challenge. It's like they have to kind of reach for some help, or you just basically invalidate everything that they think is right. And so I always like really, I never tell people what to do. I always tell them why you need to do it, the explanation, so they can have some reality on that. But yeah, it's a challenge. Family and friends.
I really appreciated your channel, by the way. I just wanted to say thank you again, because I am kind of that kind of person that wants to know, why am I doing this? What's the reason? How does it work? That's just how my brain works, especially when I'm going to commit to something. And so I was able to learn about insulin and learn about potassium and how much I need and how I'm going to get it from this and that. And I'm not going to eat 25 bananas. It's not going to work. And, you know, and all those kind of things. And I just learned the most from your channel, and I'm constantly learning more and more and just trying to turnkey, like I said, that information to people just to let them know, because I just feel, like I said, a lot of people don't know. And I get sad now that I'm paying attention. I feel like I've been awoken here. You know, I'm paying attention, and just driving in my car, I see people and I'm thinking to myself, I just wish that you could know this information. It would help you so much without pulling over to the side of the road and waving them down or anything.
I am the same thing. I was on a trip recently, and I'm like, I have to withhold myself, because you just want to go, listen, I could help them solve it so fast, but they have to really reach for help. In the airports, I'm like, oh my gosh, if I could just tell this person, I know it's a situation. But that's awesome. You did a really good job, Dan, and I appreciate the interview. It's amazing.
Sure.
I mean, the before and after is incredible. So,
yeah, I would say one of the last things I didn't get chance to really talk about was the exercise that I did in the morning. And it was like, for me, it was like the most important part, because this is how I felt in my mind. I don't even know if this is exactly correct, but the information I got from you, I felt that if I woke up in the morning, so I sucked it up and I got up an hour early and I ran 2.5 miles. I didn't go crazy, just 2.5 miles. It takes like 20 minutes. And I felt like I had plenty of energy. And when I did that, I felt better about myself. But I also felt that I was, in my mind, I had stored like glucose and glycogen in my muscles that I wanted to get through in order to get to the fat. That's what I felt like it was happening. So I felt like if I went out and did that run, I would maybe jumpstart that even more by getting through that and using the energy that's in my muscles during that time. And so I would be done doing my run, let's just say it's 7 o'clock or 6:30. And then I wouldn't eat again for, you know, 4 hours or so till 11:30. And I really felt, I'm not sure if this is even true, but that's when my body was really burning the fat. From after I ran until I ate at 11:30 or something like that.
Well, Dan, that is the best thing to do. I think apparently you're able to do that, so you must not have your insulin. You don't probably have some aberration with your insulin right now. It must be working really good to be able to do that. Most people they haven't repaired it to the degree that they could do that, just to be able to switch over to fat burning, because they'll drop their glycogen, get dizzy, and they start having all these hypoglycemic effects. So yeah, that is the best way to do it if you can do it. So that means that you're obviously above average health-wise. You don't have that dysfunction of insulin. So that's I think you're doing a great job. That's exactly what you need to do. Tap out the glycogen, go right to the fat burning.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep riding the wave, like you said. Just keep riding as long as I can and keep burning as much as I can and see how much I can get to. And at this point, like, I'm just going to show my wife and everyone else that this is my lifestyle. This isn't just I did this for 4 or 5 months or whatever it was, you know, which it didn't only take me. It took me 20 weeks to get down to the initial weight that I was in the before and after picture, which was 156 pounds. I ended up being about 154 pounds. So that's kind of where I want to be, 154 pounds. And so now I'm just figuring out ways to maintain and be able to live life socially without having to say, I like that. I feel like now I don't have to turn down something if somebody offers it to me, even though I could if I want to, but I could just have it. And that's not going to kill me. As those posted before, I would have it and then I'd have like five more or something. And I'd say, well, I had a bad day today. I'm going to have a bad day tomorrow. It doesn't matter. And I wouldn't go back onto it. But now I feel like even if I have a tough cheat day, let's say on the weekend, we go to a party, I know that I can go right back on it the next day. And I remember what I feel like. And I remember what I feel like on a Saturday night after I have all that disgusting stuff, because I don't feel good. I actually feel sluggish. And when I was in Disney World, if we ate breakfast, like in 20 minutes, I'd be down like this, like tired, you know, on the monorail, barely making it over to the Magic Kingdom. I would just be like dying there thinking, this is horrible. What am I doing?
I think that was a good demonstration to be able to just go off just so you really know for sure. Yeah. Okay. So this isn't going to work long term.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And sounds like your awareness is just very high right now. It's like, you know exactly what's going on. So you're not like clueless about, you know, most people with what's going on.
And I don't have to use the app. Like I used to use the calorie tracker, some type of app. And at this point, obviously, now that I've done so much, I don't really feel like I need to do that. It's just like you said, the intuition's there. I know that I can have this. I know I can have that. And where it will make me feel and how it will make me, you know, feel afterwards. Yeah, you're right. I'm there now, I think.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate the interview.
Sure, I appreciate your time, and thanks for putting those videos out there. And please keep putting as much as you can, as many videos as you possibly can out there. It would be great. Can I ask you a question? You have like a minute for that? I have a question about, I'm not sure if you know the answer or not, but I have a question about cancer, actually. And I have read a few things about how ketosis can help to not fuel cancer cells. And maybe cancer cells run off of sugar, they run off of glucose, maybe certain kinds, I'm not really sure. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, well, the two things. Number one, cancer is such a big business now that you're not gonna find a lot of studies out there because no one's gonna pay for the funding on it. And it would just turn the whole apple cart upside down. So, but I do know that when they do PET scans, they basically monitor what part of your body has the fastest metabolism of glucose, which is basically the cancer loves sugar. There's certain treatments right now called like insulin potentiation therapy where they'll inject you with insulin with a little bit of chemo. And so they drop your sugar. And apparently they cause the cancer to eat up all this sugar, which is filled with chemo or whatever, and then they die. But the point is that, yeah, you're going to be much safer if you, what you're doing now to prevent cancer. And cancer could also come from many different things, like a lot of herbicides, pesticides. One of the big things now that's going up, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, is connected to glyphosate, which is in all the GMO foods. So yeah, you can do intermittent fasting, you can do ketogenic, but you got to make sure the quality of that food is non-GMO, organic if all possible, wild-caught, grass-fed, that type of thing. And then you're much more bulletproofed. But so yeah, I think sugar has a huge impact on feeding it. And then if you eat a lot of cruciferous foods, you also can starve off tumors and benign tumors and even cancer as well. So they're all anti-cancer. They have anti-cancer properties.
All right, now that I have you, just for one more minute, for a personal question, can I get you? All right, lymph nodes, being inflamed or something, or, you know, I have a few that are a little bit, I think, and I'm curious if they've always been that way, and now that I've lost weight, I can feel them and they just are bigger, you know what I mean? Is like in like a groin area. I'm just curious if, you know, they can always be like that.
Yeah, you have a lot of lymph nodes in your neck, in the groin, in different areas that basically are, and when you lose weight, you're gonna feel them more, and they're like, what the heck is this? I didn't feel this before.
Right.
It's really, people kind of like, they kind of freak out about it sometimes. I wouldn't worry about that unless you find it's getting bigger and it's really, really tender. you have lymph nodes all over the place, and they're just sitting there. They're basically helping your immune system, and they probably might even swell up if you eat more sugar. But if they're staying the same size, I would not worry about them at all. They're not a problem. They're part of a natural filtering process with the white blood cell and your immune system.
All right. Thank you. I really appreciate it. All right, well, thank you for your time, and thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it. I'm going to keep taking your information and giving it out there to, like, my Facebook people on my little Healthier Us page, and tell them everything that I can tell them, and hopefully people gravitate to it without having to be pushed. Sometimes you got to push a couple of my friends towards it, but
yeah, okay. I think that's great. Spread the word, and let's help those people that want help. How about that?
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
All right. Thanks so much.
Sure. Hey guys, I just want to let you know I have my new keto course just came out. It's a mini course. It covers all the basics and how to do it correctly. You can get through this in probably 20 minutes at the very most. So if you're interested, click the link below and get signed up now.